Getting down to the grand final on Saturday, 5 days to go. So the number five we're after. And this man, what's the time? You know what the time here is, Wisp?
No, I don't.
6:42 in the morning. The only time he was up at 6:40 is when he was getting home back in the day. I don't know why he's up this early here. Earl Spalding, good enough to join us. Duke, what's going on?
Oh, I know you've woken me up, Gaz. you're quite correct. I don't think I could last at 6:42 anymore. At night. PM, I struggle at times. So, looking forward to this Saturday, I can tell you. I'll be wide awake at 6:42 PM Saturday.
Have you seen it all unfold, this Melbourne side that you played over 100 games with that have had some ups and downs? This would be as good a team as you've seen in recent times?
Oh, I think so. I actually thought early on in the year, I thought, geez, if I make the grand final, I might have to make my way over to Melbourne, but I haven't had to. They made their way here. So it was really exciting, obviously, for someone like yourself, Gaz, who's been in the club for so long. To go in the grand final is probably raging favourites, I think. It's really exciting. So we're all sort of crossing our fingers and hoping that the young guys can hold up and not get overwhelmed by the situation. But they've shown pretty steely nerve so far. So, roll on 5:15 on Saturday.
Earl, did you ever think that there was a chance that Perth would host the AFL Grand Final?
No, not in the pink fit, no. I'm a traditionalist. I think the game belongs at the MCG, the last day in September. It's a fantastic spectacle over there and a great week for the town. But, you know, these are weird times, aren't they? We're living in now.
They are crazy times. You played 211 games, 109 for Melbourne, 102 for Carlton. Do you see yourself more as a Melbourne or a Carlton man these days?
Probably depends who's going better, Timmy. Being a two-club person like yourself, you probably have to balance that out with West Coast and Essendon.
It's a difficult choice. Tell us about the Melbourne that you found when you arrived there many years ago as a young player in 87. I think it was probably 87, 86 you first arrived at Melbourne. What sort of a club was it?
For me, it was just a great adventure and very young group. With a few old guys that were at the end of their tether. And, I think I had a couple of really good years with the 19s and reserves prior to me arriving. And I was so fortunate to be there in the 5 years I had there. We played finals every year. So we're probably a bit unlucky in a couple of years and not quite good enough in the others. But, it was a fantastic 5 years of my life and got great memories from it and great friendships.
Gary often refers to himself as a swing man. Was he swinging forward or back when you were playing back in the day?
Depends if I was getting a kick or not, probably. that was part of the frustration for me, and one of the reasons I ended up looking for greener pastures at the end was probably not being settled, and Gaz was probably swinging back and forth depending if I was going all right or not. And Jamie Dersma sort of fell into that hole as well. So, we did travel both ends of the ground.
It was a very, very tight-knit social group at that time, Duke. Your memories there of the big Strawberry O'Dwyer and others, it's held you in good stead for later life.
Absolutely. One of my great regrets in life was not going on the Toronto-London footy trip, which is probably one of the great ones of all time, and it's been getting a fair run of late. So, Big Straw was front and centre most times when we're away.
A lot of people don't probably know this about you, though, Earl, that you were a former West Australian state fast bowler as well. You played first-class matches against Sri Lanka, is that right?
Played a couple of Shield games and a first-class game against Sri Lanka. Didn't bother the scorers with the bat, unfortunately. I managed to snag a couple of wickets, but I was always going to play footy, footy was first.
Like a lot of those
through my junior career.
A lot of those former players with big cricket reputations, Tim, we'd have a country versus city cricket game. And when that came, most of them failed, including Adam Uzo, who rated himself as a great cricketer. And every time he played for the country, he failed more often than not. How would you go in those, Duke? Did you get a wicket or not?
Yeah, no good. I was probably one of the, I always thought I was going to play cricket in Melbourne when I went over at some stage, probably not initially, just to get my footy underway and settled. But I knew that was never going to happen when I couldn't get the late, great Jimmy Steins out, who seriously made me look like Donald Bradman with a bat, so I couldn't get him out, so that's it.
Yeah, because cricket was so strong in Ireland at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you went on, you played in the D's losing grand final in 1988. We won't talk about that, but you did win a flag with the Blues in 95. You must have great memories about that actual final series.
Yeah, absolutely. I was obviously the pinnacle of my career, and the losing two, I think we probably went in favourites in 93 against your mob, Timmy, but yep. Just got absolutely cleaned up from the first bounce. And 88, we were underdogs and got cleaned up there too. So I was 30 in 95, and you start wondering if it's ever going to happen for you. So we just had an unbelievable year. We only lost the two games, and that last day, we were probably never going to lose it. We were a bit shaky in our first final against Brisbane, who were in pretty good form at the time, but coming off straight sets exit in 94, there's a fair bit of pressure on us. So to get the result was a great relief, but also just a great day.
And you came back to West Australia, Duke, with the family. You coached here too, haven't you? I know you coached. What are you into at the moment, and who have you been involved with since you got back?
Yeah, I've coached Perth for the last 6 years, not including this year. I handed the reins over to a younger guy, Gary Moss, who was at Hawthorne for a while. And Mossy's had his first year in the job, and so I've sort of taken a back seat and helping out with the tools and just sitting in the box with the reserves guys and a bit of mentoring that. So that's been interesting. Our Rezzy's wade their way into the grand final yesterday by the second semi, so they're all pretty excited about it. But yeah, probably coming to the end of my footy attachment, I think. So, yeah, it's been a great journey for me, but there's always a time to hang them up and do something else.
No doubt. You're getting a lot of love here off our Temper text machine here. Great memories of both Melbourne and Carlton. So, hopefully I'm going to catch up with you on the weekend. How are you seeing it unfold?
I did see your... probably your side of it, and definitely agree on all points. You try and tip with your head rather than your heart, but both of them sort of pointing in the right direction. I think there'd be no surprise or no massive upset, I think, if the Bulldogs got up, but I just can't see it unless Melbourne don't, unless they cop a few injuries early and it's not on their terms. But I think they're better back and forward. I think their midfield is a really good matchup. I mean, I don't think the midfield's better than Bulldogs, but I think it's pretty even there. So if they get on top there, I can't see them losing. And even if they sort of get slightly edged there, I think their back half and just the way they defend the whole ground, it's been fantastic to see, really.
Well, I hope you're right, big man. So enjoy the build-up to the week. Hopefully we get to catch up and cross paths on the weekend, and we're celebrating something. Appreciate you getting out of bed early for us this morning.
No worries, guys. Definitely, mate. Look forward to having a celebratory beer with you somewhere on Saturday night. And thanks, Timmy.
Go on, you, Earl.
The big Duke Earl Sporting was one of my favourite teammates, Wes. He was one of those great on and off performers and a very good social, part of the social fabric of a footy club. And I'll tell you what he did when he went to Carlton was just a magnificent, you call him a foil, but he had big sticks there. And then Duke was doing all the big heavy lifting out centre-half forward. So, fantastic career, premiership player, really well-respected, great footy man back here in Perth. So nice to touch base with him.
Well, a lot of Carlton people are remembering him fondly. What a legend he was for the Blues. You're right, great foil for Sticks, did so much hard work. Much respect for the big fella to be a key forward in one of the best teams I've ever seen. That's from Sticks in Royal Parade.
Sticks, send through your nominations for number four. 4 days to go tomorrow, of course, to the grand final. So Western Bulldogs thread or a Melbourne thread, doesn't matter. Send through your best number four. What are you laughing with?
I remember back in the early 90s, this is off the temper text, a Friday night mid-season at the Santa Fe nightclub shooting pool against the Duke and Straubs. They were drinking double Jack and Cokes and smoking Winnie Reds, and they had a game on the
Rubbish.
Sunday. We made it a point to see how well they went, and they both played brilliantly. There you go, different times. That's from Daz out there.
Good on you. We'll take a break. Earl's here for Build Exact. Quote exactly. Save time with Build Exact. buildexact.com.au.